Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the You Can Do This Quick Clip Series. These brief interviews are designed to give you one new idea that offers one new choice and one new action to help you move forward in your life after trauma. And now, here's your host, Michelle Rosenthal. Today, I am joined by Dr. Doreen DuPont. She's a physician slash journalist who spends a lot of time on social media, which is, in fact, where I met her. And I wanted to talk to her about what we do when we feel fragile. She and I were corresponding about identity, and Dr. DuPont made the point that it's important to accept self-fragility. So first, Dr. DuPont, let's define self-fragility. What does that mean to you?
Well, I think that whatever your challenges are, you know, in whatever way you've been traumatized, be it physical, your limitations, it could be physical problems that make you fragile, so that physically you have issues, or it could be some emotional problem that you're stuck in because you've been wounded.
All right, so self-fragility then, I think what I'm hearing from you is really a belief system in which we see ourselves as having limitations. That would mean also, well, first let me check in with you. Does that sound right?
Well, I'm not quite sure what you mean when you're talking about a belief system. I'm really talking about accepting who you are for what you have so that you can move on from there.
Okay, now I get it.
I found for myself that by accepting my own fragility and my limitations in certain physical and in certain emotional aspects, but once I understand them and I accept them and I don't push myself to try to be the person I want to be, but I work with the issues that I've isolated and identified, then I actually morph into a much more empowered person. It's almost as if the fragility is an opportunity to become better self-actualized. You get where you want to go, but not by the method you think.
So then let's talk about how we get where we want to go. In your perspective and what you see work both for yourself and even your patients, what are some steps to accepting self-fragility and the limitations that come with it?
Well, first I want to tell you that I haven't practiced medicine in 8 years because I'm actually disabled with a back condition. And so I actually got to this concept in physical therapy. After many years of trying to do pretty hard exercises that weren't getting me anywhere, finally a physical therapist started working with me with very small little exercises, and I started realizing once I find the way to manage my situation, I've really moved beyond it because I've accepted that there's a certain way I have to do things now, and that's probably what you're asking me. It's accepting what you have to do now, that actually does empower you and gets you beyond your problems.
So rather than resist the limitations, find a way to function optimally within them.
Exactly. And if you're like phobic in social settings, don't push yourself into those settings necessarily, and then beat yourself up for not feeling comfortable. Find your limitations and stay in a certain comfort zone and work with that, and that's where you'll get your empowerment because you accept who you are. And once you're comfortable in who you are, I found it gave me great power.
I love that concept. As we start to close up and get into the end of our time together, if someone were thinking, okay, well, that all sounds great. I have to accept my self-fragility, but I don't even know how to start doing that. What would you say as a place to begin?
You could either just really try to honestly write down your insecurities, or you could, you know, talk with a therapist about them. If it's a physical thing and you're working with physical therapists, you have to be self-assertive with them to tell them what doesn't feel right for you, what's too much for you.
So the person who
I guess is mirroring, it kind of mirrors you, accepts you, and works with you on that. I think that's helped at the beginning. I'm not sure if I'm being clear so you can understand it.
I think it's brilliant, because what you're really, so much of what you're saying, Dr. DuPont, is that through acceptance of our fragility and our limitations comes our empowerment in exactly those situations. And so being assertive is part of that empowerment process. So to me, it all hangs together like a beautiful mosaic. It all fits piece by piece.
It really does. Yeah, you have to be assertive to let people know who you are and what your limitations are, and then get help for that particular situation and accept it and do it, and you rise out of it.
I love it. Wrapping up then, where can people connect with you further if they want to dialogue about rising up out of it and learning to accept who we are and hearing more about your perspective on that? Where are you on social media that anyone can find you?
Okay, well, if anybody's on Facebook, it's really easy to remember, because I bought a domain, and it forwards to that, radiomedicine.org. Radiomedicine.org gets onto my page, and then people can talk with me there. On Twitter, I'm at Dr. Doreen D. That would be a start.
That covers it. Dr.
Yeah.
Doreen DuPont, thank you so much for your time today and for helping me sort of laser focus on a place that's really important. I appreciate your input.
Oh, I really am happy that you asked me, and I'm glad to be of help. Thank you very much.
For more podcasts and quick clips, visit yourlifeaftertrauma.com.